Joining us here today, Pat Sullivan, District Administrator of the Medford Area Public Schools. Monday night, the regular Board of Education meeting. Pat, tell us our results.
The board also talked a lot about building a concession stand up at the football/soccer field. You know, this is to finish off that project. We all know that a few years ago through grant or through referendum money and donations from community members and businesses, we upgraded that facility with new bleachers, a new track, a artificial turf, new lights. The one piece we didn't finish and have always planned to finish was a concession stand. So we are getting closer to setting money aside for that project. The board still would like me to come back in September now with a little better numbers on what that would cost. But we are very serious about getting that done and finishing that project. We did not discuss the athletic fields, which are over by the elementary school, the Medford Elementary School. We are still working with the Youth Soccer Association on a plan, and that will be brought forward at some time in the future. The board had a committee put together to discuss an evaluation system for the district administrator. The committee is looking at making a few changes to the current one, and they are, again, still working on finalizing that document and bringing it to the board in the future. The finance committee had met prior to the board meeting, and there was an update to the board. One of the things that came out of that was to fund a walking path at the middle school. It is currently a gravel walking path on the interior of the fence that goes all the way around the green space at the middle school. It's been like that for several years, a gravel walking path, and we are going to go through Fund 80, which is a community fund, to pay for that to be paved so that we can, again, finish off that project. If you drive by the middle school, you'll see new playground equipment and a new surface for the playground, going in. And again, we will now be paving that walking path. So now kids, when they have gym class and have to run the mile, they'll be running it there, and it'll be safer than them running it on the sidewalks and crossing driveways and places on 64 where cars are turning in and out of different driveways. The board updated, or Audra Brooks, our business manager, updated the board on our property, workers' comp, cyber insurance, and recommended to the board that we go with EMC, and the board did adopt that and make that change. We also approved a line of credit for the 2021-22 school year, and again, we do those things in order to be able to make payroll at different times during the year. Then we did a staffing update, went around each building principal, talked about where they were, and we are in really good shape. We do still have a few positions, some aide positions that we are looking for, but our teaching positions, fortunately, have been filled with some great employees and new people to the Medford School District.
Thank you, Pat Sullivan, District Administrator for the Medford Area Public Schools, with results from Monday, August 23rd's regular Board of Education meeting.